and physical landmass size is about the size of Georgia. But going back to, if we don't hear, yeah, we hear of visions and dreams, but then those people that have the visions and the dreams, they're seeking out Christians and believers to instruct them in their faith, in faith in Jesus. And if there's nobody there to share, then growth in Christ is not available. Can I get the next slide? So just a little bit about the ancient history of Tunisia, right? So Tunisia and Carthage are there. So ancient church fathers were there. So like Augustine, he's Berber. He's North African, Tertullian, Cyprian. That is their roots that were there before. And then they're actually conquered by the Vandals in 484. And then Islam advanced through in the 640s and swept through and force converted everybody to Islam, which is kind of unique. But they have the foundations of Christians, of believing in Christ. So can I get the next slide? Hold up. Can I go back? So that picture right there, that is the ancient church. They built a mosque on top of it, like on the higher ground in the hill. So like that's where they were having the synods and meeting to really decide even canonizing the Bible. So it really is quite the place historically. Okay, next slide. So where we find ourselves now in the recent events that have been happening, right? So now we have the Arab Spring. Actually, it sparked off in Tunisia where a guy goes into the street because of the oppression of government and not being able to do, not having freedom. He actually lights himself on fire, right? Sparks off the Arab Spring and kind of erupts throughout the Arab world, right? So then you have Egypt, you have Bahrain, you have other countries rising up, and you have a huge just uprising of people crying out for something more. Extreme Islam, like ISIS, fills the gap, right? So now you have people that are oppressed with more oppression, and it's really created this interesting time in history that we find ourselves in. So at no other time before has there been a time like this. So Islam swept through in the 1640s, right? There hasn't been a voluntary movement to Christ till the 1900s, a movement being either 1,000 believers or 70 house churches, 70 new planted churches in the area in amongst one people group. So before this time in history, up until the 19th century, there was two movements, right? The first two. And then in the 20th century, we had 11 more movements of people voluntarily coming to Christ. And just in the first 12 years of this century, I don't have updated statistics for the last 5 years, but the first 12 years of this century, there were 69 different movements of people within Islam coming to Christ. So the fields are ripe to harvest, right? And that's to me, that's amazing, right? So can I get the next slide? So being called Tunisia. So right now, just really, so with the Arab Spring and everything that's happened in Tunisia, they came out on the other side as a democracy. It's kind of unstable, like our democracy was when we first founded this nation as a democracy. You have ISIS people trying to destabilize it, but right now they're moving forward. But with that, with the people being oppressed and seeking, the ministry that we'll be joining with, last year they created an online platform where they had 150,000 inquiries into who is Jesus, what is Jesus, like what's Christianity about. And of that, they're able to arrange about 1,500 face-to-face meetings that led to discipleship, that ended up baptizing about 70 believers in the country. So that might not seem like very many, right? 70 believers out of 11 million people. But considering missionaries, I know missionaries have worked in the Arab world for 40 plus years and seen two or three people come to Christ. 70 in a year is a huge number. Like that's a crazy, mind-blowing number. So what we'll be doing there, so I'm a marriage and family therapist. That's what I do. So working with families. So within the Arab world, just to give you a little background of why that's so strongly in my heart. So of the people that are even coming to Christ, right, Christians within the church, abuse within marriage in the home it's 100%. Like it's not a question of, it's not a percent. Like if you're married and you're a woman, you're probably getting abused, like 100%. So that's their view of marriage, and that's what they brought in from their cultural backgrounds. But that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way we as believers are. That's not what we believe marriage is. Marriage is a picture of the gospel, right? And so teaching that and training people how to love their wives as Christ loved the church. We'll be using the disciple-making movement to raise disciples, so the people that are coming to Christ. And Melissa's in education. She's a school teacher. So can I get the next slide? All right. So on my trip, we have a small team there. We have two leaders that have been there for a long time. Right now there's 5 people on the team. No Westerners. So that's kind of unique with our agency. Was able to visit some language schools. Our first 2 years will be language. And then I was able to visit schools for the kids, speak to workers from America to connect with them, and was able to visit the International Fellowship there. So, can I get the next slide? So, these are just our prayer requests as we go, that we'd be able to find housing where we're going to be able to. It'll be big enough for us as a family, but then also to do ministry and have people come to our homes, into our home. Local friends that would come to know Christ, and that they'd be gracious in teaching us the culture. One major request right now is transition for our kids. We've transitioned a lot the last 7 months, and it's continually getting harder and harder for our kids. And language acquisition. We really need prayer for that. So,
just to give an update on our timeline, we were here last fall, and I think we came right before we went to training. So we went to training in Philadelphia in September. We were there for 3 months with our organization getting trained to go. And then we spent some time with my family down south, and we were originally, I believe last fall, mentioned that we were going to be leaving either in February or May, and I just recently sent out a newsletter. Some of you may have been like, who are these people? They were here a long time ago. So hopefully you got the email. If you didn't, let us know, because we have had some email issues. We just got a letter, an email from our branch leaders that asked us to wait to come until the fall because of some medical issues they're having. They're having to leave the field, so they won't be there when we would be getting there. So just to give you an update on our timeline, we will probably be going sometime between September and December of this fall. We're trying to get some new plans in place for the summer, because that was just recently we got that email. So we're still planning to go hopefully at the end of this year, once we hear back more and figure some plans out. So,
If you're visiting with us today or you don't know, Melissa is Dwayne and Estelle's granddaughter. Dwayne and Estelle can wave. There you go. Dewey, you wave. Very good. Everybody knows them. Bruce's daughter, down from South Carolina, and Matt comes by marriage. But there was an awful lot in that slideshow. We downloaded it to our computer. I want to use it again sometime with some of the statistics here and those kinds of things. If you're wondering, they didn't mention anything about their financial need. They are working to raise support. It's quite minimal when compared to other missionary agencies in their lives, and that's probably part of the transitioning for our children and getting used to some of those other issues. If God is moving in your heart at all to support them on a regular basis, more than just the one-time gift today, I'm sure they'd love to talk to you. That's kind of how we do things here with respect to supporting missionaries as an individual desire.
Okay. And we will have prayer cards that just have our picture and names that you can pick up outside if you just want to have that.
Okay. So they have prayer cards if you just want to pick that up, because they would love the prayer support as part of that. I'd like to read scripture, and I'd ask that anybody that's here that's on the leadership board to come up on stage, as well as Darla. Could you come up representing the outreach team? Yeah. You don't have to say anything, Darla. You just got to stand here with me while I pray. She looked at my wife like, what's he doing? Reading from Romans chapter 10. Brother, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of for righteousness to everyone who believes. And then skipping a few verses to, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him who they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent, just as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. The individuals that Matt is referring to in Tunisia, especially in the Muslim community, are having dreams and visions of Christ, and they don't know what to do with it, and they're reaching out. They're asking people, who is this Jesus? And there have been 69 movements being defined by at least 1,000 people or 70 new home churches in that area, where Christianity has an absolute foundation with the early church fathers. 69 movements in the last 12 years alone. The Spirit of God is moving where they're going. Let us pray together. Yes, could you put your hands on them, please? Almighty God, we thank you for Matt and Melissa's obedience to your will for their lives through your Spirit as they prepare. And Lord, timetables are in your hands, whether it was February or May, now in the fall because of illness and issues with the team and that kind of stuff. We just pray that you would work in your way to glorify your name as they transition. Be with the kids, help Matt and Melissa to stay strong, to keep the faith as you provide for their needs and as they transition. Lord, use them in a way that would glorify your name to the maximum of their lives and your ability as Almighty God. We pray for their family and friends and all those who support, so that they might be sent there to reveal to people through their marriage, through their relationships, through their teaching, through their counseling, through whatever you would have them do, that they would show Jesus Christ and who he is. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.